USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. New York Congressman George Santos faces a 13-count indictment on a wide variety of charges. He's in custody at a federal courthouse outside New York City and will be arraigned this afternoon. Fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler says it's well past time for Santos to go.
If George had any decency or dignity, he would resign. I've repeatedly called on him to resign since these allegations first surfaced.
The indictment accuses Santos of getting unemployment checks during the pandemic, even as he had a job and was running for Congress. Also, that he used campaign money to pay down personal debts. Brownsville, El Paso, and San Diego are among the U.S. border towns bracing for a new surge of migrants once Title 42 ends tomorrow night. NBC correspondent Julia Ainsley's in El Paso.
They're expecting to see numbers crossing the southern border get above 10,000. That's like nothing we've seen before. Right now, though, the numbers across the border, I'm told, are already averaging over 8,000 per day. And inside Border Patrol facilities, they're already well over capacity.
New rules rolled out by the White House will deny asylum to anyone who first doesn't apply online once Title 42 expires. House Republicans say they'll vote on a new border bill tomorrow as Title 42 expires. It would finish the border wall and upgrade border security technology. The White House says the bill would worsen other elements of the immigration system and the president would veto it. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says he has documents showing a lot of money flowing from foreign sources to Hunter Biden during the years his father was vice president.
Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national.
Comer says the Biden family got as much as $10 million from foreign nationals. The president's denied any wrongdoing. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Anti-Semitic acts of violence are increasing dramatically in California. This according to a new report from the Anti-Defamation League. It says assaults, harassment, and vandalism targeting Jews in the Golden State increased by 41% last year. The report counts more than 500 such acts in 2022. That is second only to New York, where they counted just under 600 anti-Semitic acts last year. Here's a question you may have asked yourself since last weekend's mass shooting in suburban Dallas. How does a Hispanic man become a neo-Nazi white supremacist?
Some of these shooters have mental problems, and it becomes easier for them, I think, to look for any group that will accept them.
Texas A&M professor Joe Fagan has written books on Latinos and racism. He says the practice happens more often than we may think.
You know, they're trying to find social groups that will accept them, and that includes these extreme white supremacist views.
Fagan points to another high-profile example, Enrique Tarrio, the Cuban-American who became the leader of the Proud Boys and was just convicted for his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Remember the story of the New Orleans high school senior who got scholarship offers from nearly 200 colleges, offers totaling more than $10 million? Dennis Barnes has looked through them all and made his choice. He's heading to the Ivy League. Barnes says he'll attend Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, and pursue degrees in computer science and criminal justice. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.